Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for 11 March 2021. So yesterday, I went, and it was a big day for Rhino yesterday. So Fleet Farm, I'm just going to mention them because they do some business with us with the gamblers. And I have a couple of reads that we do for the during the gambling games for Fleet Farm, talking about their pet supplies. And now they have the lowest prices on dog food and cat food and all that stuff. So I thought, you know what? I need some food for the dog. I'll go over to check out Fleet Farm. I had to go over to that side of town anyway. So I thought I'd stop by and see what they had, right? So while I'm there, I find the food I was looking for, they didn't have in the smaller bags. They have like these big 30-pound bags of dog food, you know, which I don't think I was really going to do. But so anyway, I found some dog food, and then I found some other dog food, and then found some treats. So I got some, and then I was looking at some toys. And I told you before about these toys that have like an invisible squeaker in them, or a squeaker that only dogs can hear. You know?
Oh, okay.
That we can't hear allegedly. So I got one of those for him. I got him another. Toy also. So it was a big day for Rhino yesterday. He got a lot of stuff. New food, new toys. So the squeaker toy with the invisible squeaker, I'm not convinced that it works. Have you ever tried one of these?
I have not, never heard of them.
Oh, okay. So they have these squeakers and they say that humans can't hear but dogs can hear. Because, you know, they have a different range, right?
Sure.
I'm not convinced that it works. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, when you
because
squeak
when
it,
I
you
pulled
can't
it, when
hear
I get
it.
The to- I certainly can't hear it. I'm not convinced he can. So I get the toy out, and he's all excited about the new toy in the first place, whether it's got a squeaker or not. So I'm squeezing it, you know, to get the squeaker to go, and he's just going nuts. But I'm not sure if he's going nuts because he's getting a new toy or because he can hear the squeaker. So anyway, it's kind of it was a plush toy. It's like a lion, okay, but he had like this blue mane, you know. But anyway, he gets it and he starts chewing on it like he does, and within a couple of hours, he has it shredded and opened up and fuzz all over the place. So I can't get him any more of these like plush toys that are, you know.
Sure, because he destroys them.
He destroys piece by piece. So it had the legs on it, and he ate the legs off it first, and then got the arms off it, and then got the ears off it, and then finally ripped a hole in his face and ripped it wide open, and there's fuzz all over the place. So I had to take it away from him already. So there's $13 down the chute. And then I get to the squeaker. So I took it apart. I took it away from him. I took it apart. I'm going to get that squeaker out and see if he'll react to the squeaker. And he doesn't really. So, like, if he's outside and I'm standing in the doorway, I'll squeak it and to see if he doesn't react to it. So I'm not sold on the invisible squeakers yet.
Well, you're stuck because you can't hear the squeaker to see if it's working, and your dog can't talk to tell you whether he can hear it or not. What a great gimmick! What a great gimmick!
I know it.
They take it back to the store. The squeaker's broken. See? Well, you're not supposed to be able to hear it. How do you know it's broken? Because my dog's my dog's not reacting to it. Well, your dog can't tell you that he can't hear it.
You can
hear
it. He
no
can hear it.
No return, sir.
So I got him this other toy too. It's kind of it's called Tough Enough. I don't know what the material is exactly. It's sort of like a canvas type material. It's not really canvas, but kind of that texture. So hopefully it'll be strong enough to keep from him shredding it. But it also has a rope part of it. It's a duck, okay? It's like a wingless duck. And then the bottom of it has a rope tied to it so you can play tug-of-war with him. But he's already torn some of the rope apart, almost got it off. So I just don't, he just goes through toys like crazy. I don't know what to do.
Well, it's hard because the ones with the squeakers are usually the plush and they shred those. And the ones that you get, like the Tough Enough, they get kind of bored with them after a while because they don't make any noise and they can't rip them apart.
and he can't get the fuzz out of it.
So then you need to get summertime and springtime here, which it is, and just put him out in the backyard and let him entertain himself with nature.
Well, that's kind of what he's doing right now, but he picks up everything, you know? And then he eats things, and then he ends up coming inside, and he's hacking up. And I'm like, well, that's what you get for eating bark, eating tree bark. You know, he ends up with, you know, finds every twig laying in the yard or whatever.
Oh.
Today was funny, though, because it's so windy out. You know how most dogs don't like getting blowing their face to go crazy? It's gusty wind. So these big gusts of wind will come up, and he starts freaking out. He gets all down, you know, gets down in his stance, boom, and then takes off running because of the wind. And
see, there you go.
Blowing stuff
playing
around.
With the wind now.
It's funny. It's pretty funny. But it's been almost 6 months since I've had Rhino. He's been, it's been good. It's been really good.
You know, it's funny you talk about the wood chips. So we did some landscaping last fall, if you recall.
Yeah.
And we used to have rocks, and we took the rocks out and replaced it with wood chips, and Mrs. Rookie's like, I don't know, Tanner's just going to take all the wood chips and chew on them and bring them into the yard. And I'm like, he won't do that, thinking, you know, he's 6 years old, he's a little more mature, he's not really a pup, you know, he's not a pup anymore. He'll be fine. Wrong. Every time I go outside, he's got some wood chip that he's laying in the middle of the yard, gnawing on, and you go out there, and I think half my wood chips are out of the, you know, the border where they're supposed to be and in the yard now. It's like, are you kidding me? Out of all the things, you got to go in and get the wood chips out of the border now? It's like, you're killing me here, dog.
Well, that's kind of what happened to me. My next-door neighbor had this gigantic tree taken down. And they took down, you know, most of it they took away, but then the stump was left over. So then somebody came by a couple days later and shredded the stump. And it left him with this massive pile of wood chips. And I thought to myself, well, that would be probably pretty good mulch to use. So I asked him if I could have some of it. He said, take anything you want. I'm just going to get rid of it. So I went over there with the wheelbarrow, and I filled it up several times, and I made a big pile of mulch that I ended up using in the front yard for some of the landscaping I'm going to do there. After I de-weeded everything, I put all that wood chip mulch down. And then I had another reserve pile of it, and this is before I got the dog. So I had this pile in the backyard that I was going to use to, because if you let that stuff sit long enough, it'll eventually break down and turn into basically dirt, topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except for the big chunks, of course. So I had a couple bare patches in the, right by the base of the steps off of the deck, and I used it. I spread it out all around there and everything, and then I spread it out along the side of the garage, and then I get a dog. And he's just like, oh, that's his favorite spot now. Every time he goes outside, he's playing along the side of the garage and picking up wood chips.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Bad timing.
It's amazing. It's like a magnet.
Now, I was thinking about this yesterday. So that area on the side, I patched a big portion of the lawn that was torn up from before, and I'm going to... In the spring, I'm going to plant this, you know, grass seed there to try to get it. But I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, how am I going to plant grass seed with the dog? He's going to be running through that just like favorite spot to go when he goes outside. So I'm going to put like a little fence around it or something.
Fence inside the fence.
A fence inside the fence so I can grow some grass. Damn dog. That's right. He's worth it. I spent more money on him yesterday than I did on myself. So
I'm sure you did. It's your little boy, man.
Sucker.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I wouldn't give him up for nothing. My boy. All right. Well, I just wanted to talk about my dog for a little bit.
There you go. Get it up. Everybody wants to know, man. Where'd you go, Rhino? And I enjoy hearing Rhino squeak his toys. Not the toys that I can't hear. I like to hear him squeak his toys that I can hear during the show.
I'm trying to record.
It's funny.
He's doing it this morning, too. He was whining. I had to go back and re-record some stuff because he was whining in the background. I'm like, shut up. I don't know what he's whining about. Then I feed him. I thought maybe he's hungry. So I usually feed him first thing in the morning. I fed him this morning, and he didn't eat. You know, and that kind of offends me. He's still got half a bowl of food sitting in there. That really doesn't sit well with me. I'm like, really? That's not good enough for you? Fine.
Oh, funny.
I'm offended. I just bought that food for you. You better eat it. Either don't eat or eat that. I'm spoiling them too much. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Join us. That's Bill and Rookie on the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.